Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with the Kia 7-year warranty. Wherever the next 7 years bring you, Kia has you covered.
I want to go to Eileen Bourne. Eileen, how are you, Eileen?
Hi, good afternoon, Joe. How are you?
Oh, events have conspired to not allow you see your husband in how long, Eileen?
Well, January, because got a finger infection, which turned out to be quite serious, and have an operation, and I wasn't out of the hospital till March. So then I was with all months then, and then I haven't seen him since because I was stuck in hospital for a good few weeks with the finger thing. And so now then all the lockdowns and the cocooning and all that stuff started. So.
And it was the on post postcard, 5 million of them have been sent. It was the on post postcard yesterday from your husband, who you haven't seen since January, from the nursing home that prompted you to talk about it in this way, because obviously it was very emotional. Do you manage to talk to him on the phone, Eileen?
I do, yeah.
Great,
He has a mobile now. Sometimes it's a little bit of difficulty with it.
Yeah.
So trying to see the numbers, his sight is wouldn't be great because he's diabetic and his eyesight is a bit compromised.
Okay.
But I sort of have him, you know, trying to, you know, press numbers and people on speed dial and that sort of thing.
And why is he in a nursing home, Eileen? What happened?
He had an acute stroke about 14 years ago in his sleep. So obviously they didn't get him in the best time, if you like. And so after that, he had a bit of rehab in Royal Hospital in Donnybrook. And then after that, he was a different, all sorts of ailments. And he was in... I cared for him for 10 years at home, and then he went into a nursing home because I was kind of falling backwards trying to care for him, and, you know,
I can imagine.
And all that carry on because he's bed and wheelchair bound, you know.
Yeah.
So,
He was very active and would have been well known, his name. Do you want me to? Yeah.
Owen Mahal,
the professional golfer.
Yeah, he was a professional golfer, that's right. He is. Still has his membership, even though it's retired now. But he played in the UK for like 10 years and on tour as well. And then he, in Ireland, then, you know, he came back to one or two Leopards and different golf clubs. And then Dunleary Golf Club, he was there for a number, about 20-something years as a golf pro. Retired in around 2000 time, and then it wasn't too long after that. Now, you know, we started, he opened the driving range, and then everything with the bust and so on, that kind of went wallop. And I was under a lot of stress over that, you know, because we remortgaged our house and so on.
Of course, yeah.
So, then he had the stroke. So, because he's a worrier. I'm trying to get him not to be a worrier anymore. So, and a lot of people do, of course. That's why I try not to.
And when you talk to him on the phone every day, can I ask, what do you talk about?
Well, I kind of talk about, at the moment, it's kind of, yes, about the virus, but I don't kind of overemphasize the virus because you know, he's in an age group, he's in a high-risk age group, and he's also on many underlying conditions. So it's important that I kind of keep it balanced, that he doesn't feel sort of stressed about that. So I say, you know, because at first he sort of couldn't believe this. This can't be true. Surely he's in or come in or whatever. But no, it's too serious for that.
But he's mentally alert, like so many people in nursing homes, it sounds.
Mentally alert, yeah. Oh, he can get a little bit tired and get a little bit slow down when he's tired, but he's mentally alert. And
how are you managing, Eileen? How are you coping?
What I'm doing is I'm stuck more or less in the house. I can do my 2 kilometres a day and so on. But, and shopping. But, Yeah, what I've been doing actually is John, a terrible hoarder, and
okay,
not the luckiest person in the world either. So I'm trying to reverse all of that. So I'm some little thing every day.
And what are you scouring the house and saying, do I need this anymore? I don't know, what's the motto people use? And well, I know for clothes today, if you haven't worn it in the last year, throw it out. But I don't know what's the motto about hoarding.
Well, you know, I'm a terrible like person, really. If I pass by a skip and I see someone say, oh my God, that shouldn't be thrown out. But like, it's not that I might need it. I just sort of have a dreadful kind of an addiction type thing to things I see, and anybody says, I'm throwing this out, and I say, oh, don't! I'll take that. You know,
and what would that be, clothes or furniture?
Could be clothes,
knick-knacks.
Furniture, could be something I'd say, gosh, not at all, or try and sell it on eBay or Amazon, whatever, on Dundee or something.
Wow.
And I can end up with a whole load of rubbish, and I did have to move house too because of the, you know, we both went out of work, with the remortgage thing. So I sold up there in 17 and got a small bungalow, and you would think that now I should be all tidy after moving house. But, of course, I am a bag person, and lots of bags got transferred from A to B and kind of sat there. And now I'm pulling out things and finding old photographs and all sorts of old stuff that we would have had and things, you know, we would have travelled and whatever.
And as you say, Eileen, it was the card that meant, well, it is, there's something you should hang on to for years. Was it in Owen's handwriting?
No, it was written by somebody else.
Yeah,
Owen really would have to.
Okay, so he dictated it, but they're his words.
They are his words, yeah, okay. They are. And I know because the words, like, you know, he has one missing you already, which is in the card. All right.
Okay.
And I have it with me now, actually.
Okay.
And
do you want to read it out? It's up to you.
Yeah, I can, yeah. It says, Eileen, I hope you're keeping well. And then the Kiki and Dee are also well. Missing you already, which is one of his sort of lines.
Yeah, yeah.
But we will see each other soon. I'm keeping well, looking forward to seeing you. All my love, Owen, and kisses and nuts and things.
Who's Kiki and Dee?
They're the two dogs.
How are
they? Don't go breaking my heart.
Yeah. Oh, great. Elton John and Kiki Dee.
Yeah, Kiki Dee, the singer, yeah. So
you get the two dogs. And what breed of dogs are they?
Yorkies, Yorkshire Terriers.
Oh, lovely. Okay.
And one is 17 now.
Wow.
The other one is 5.
Okay.
6, so... Yeah, but they're great company.
They're good company, yeah.
And I get a walk every day with them. And
okay, I know writing and cards and little letters and these on postcards were a brilliant idea,
Yeah, well, the On Post initiative now I think is a fantastic idea.
Yeah.
I had heard it, but I hadn't really. And I said to Owen when I got it, I rang, I said, my God, I said, I'm usually more on top of my game on that one.
And did you get, by the way, did you get a surprise when you...
I did, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I did, brilliant. I got a surprise. I had.
You didn't know it was coming.
I did shed a tear and I did feel emotional. And I did feel, so nice, you know, because... And he said, Liz, I didn't expect you to think that much. And I said, no, it was lovely because, you know, I'd kind of be sort of leading the way and sending a card here or there for whatever it might be. I said, no, I've topped my game now and being a jerk.
Yeah, it's a good way of keeping in touch. And remember, you can hold on to a card or a letter and reread it.
Absolutely, and I will frame that now.
Lovely idea, idea.
Yeah.
And Eileen, did you get the free cards?
I got the free cards. Well,
okay.
Yeah, I got it from him. He sent it to me.
Okay.
Residential home.
Okay.
Which has been in for coming from
okay,
for
lots
years
lots of people remembering Owen, and glad to hear he's still well and wishing him well. We know he's in a nursing home after the stroke, but lots of people remembering him, Eileen, and as you say, he's never more than a minute from your thoughts, and I think reading that card, you're never more than a minute from his thoughts as well as Kiki and Dee.
You actually read the words and read the card. But I've got to say, over the years, and when he had a stroke and so on, the PGA, that's the Professional Golfers Association in the UK and Ireland, have been fabulous.
Oh, that's great to hear.
They've been so supportive.
That's
come from the UK to see him, and then there's an Irish, Michael McCumisky and a Paddy McParland, they come to see him there up country a bit.
Okay.
And so they've been very supportive, which is fabulous, you know, when things are difficult.
Well, it's a lovely glimpse and a lovely insight and a lovely story, Eileen. I hope you will be able to see Owen, your partner and husband. I hope you will be able to see him very, very soon.
Yes.
January, February, March, April is
it's
too
God
long.
And he won't it's get the virus. Long. At the moment, I understand it's not in his nursing home, and
Eileen, kind regards to you and Owen.
Okay.
And Kiki and Dee. Sorry.
And Kiki and Dee.
Okay. Mind yourself.
Anyway.
Take it easy.
Okay. Thanks. So take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.